I hold the memory stick up to my nose, as if I might smell her fingers on it. Nothing. Plastic. A petrochemical base note. There is a piece of characteristically heavy paper in the envelope. Thanks for this, and on the flip side, I value your feedback. There is a suit to go with it. A skin, that's what they call them. I hold the thing up, weighing it, turning it. It is just like a skin that someone might have shed. A whole person, degloved, rubbery, flesh-coloured, damply cold. I pour a glass and sit by the laptop. Liv's email has instructions. This is a memoir, 10 years in the making, first person, present tense. I'd like to thank you for the lessons you taught me. Voice is everything. You were right. I sip and tap the memory stick on the kitchen counter. Bark, I say, and the computer anticipates my track choice. Cello suites. I tap my finger on the side of the glass. Even with Bark to calm me, I can't settle. How could this be the future of memoir? How could a memory stick and a synthetic suit replace Nin and Levi and Thoreau? I push the glass aside, barely touched. Suiting up is quite a process. At this time in the evening, I would rather be putting on my tracksuit pants. It feels too intimate. The fabric, a little like neoprene, but sheerer, softer against naked skin. The little tube-shaped pouch for the penis. It feels almost pornographic to slip myself inside it. I suppose there's a different model for the ladies, but I can't imagine how the crotch would be configured. They use these suits for porn, of course. Pornography is the driver for most innovation. If it weren't for the needs of men, we would never have shot off into space. I press the sliver of plastic into the slot in the machine. I slip the headpiece into place, and my eyes adjust to the optical limits. A grey line begins to turn blue, the words pairing suit above it. First person, present tense. Prologue. Perhaps the title is a little obvious. I'll tell her this. Why is it impossible not to make notes when you're in the skin? Title. I squeeze my eyes shut to commit this note to memory. Tell her to change the title. But then it begins. I am momentarily confused. I am watching myself. I recognise the university, a lecture theatre, probably L Block, although I've never seen it from this angle. I'm sitting in the audience of students. I can feel the press of the seat back, the shift of the swivelling lap table across my knees. I never realised how hard these seats are. I never knew how constricted you can feel when the tabletop is swung into place. I look down at the table and there is my laptop. No, not my laptop. There is a more modern laptop. Mine has travelled with me for 10 years, upgrades, add-ons, heavy and silver and uncomfortable. This one is lighter and sleeker. I remember it. This is Liv's laptop that she replaced with a more powerful model when she graduated. These are Liv's tight black jeans, constricting my hips. Liv's high heels slipped onto my feet. The one on the left tapping against the seat in front of me. No, her. On Liv's laptop screen, there's a flashing red word, remembering, remembering. I am pacing back and forth in front of myself, no, in front of Liv. Voice, I say. Oh God, that shirt. Do I really look that chubby in it? Do I even own that shirt anymore? Purple check. The warping across the protrusion of my stomach. I try to suck my gut in, but I can't, and I needn't. I am slim as a girl. I am a girl. I am Liv.